Finding meaning in life after loss, a path forward. Loss can turn your world upside down, leaving you with big questions. You might feel like you're standing at a crossroads, unsure of what to do. It's a feeling that many people experience after a big loss. Each step you take is a chance to heal and learn more about yourself. It's a journey filled with emotions and self-discovery. Think of it as a journey. Grief is not a straight line. Finding meaning after loss means facing your feelings with kindness. It also means looking for help from those who have been through similar things. This journey is about finding your core values again. It helps you see a new future. Knowing you're not alone is key to moving forward. Grief. Expert David Kessler says finding meaning is a big part of healing. Key takeaways: experiencing a significant loss often triggers profound questions about life and purpose. Self-compassion is essential in your journey toward finding meaning and healing. Reflection and visualization can help guide you to a new life path. Building a supportive network can bolster your resilience during this challenging time. Breaking down the grieving process into manageable tasks can make finding purpose more achievable. Seeking guidance and understanding from others can aid in rediscovering your purpose post-loss. The journey of grief and loss. The grief journey is deeply personal, shaping how you feel after a big loss. Everyone goes through their own stages of grief, feeling sad, angry, and confused. It's important to know these feelings are normal and help you heal. About 80% of adults experience delayed grieving, showing that healing takes time. People aged 35 to 54 often feel grief waves long after the loss. Feeling alone during holidays or special dates is common, affecting nearly 50% of people. Many people start foundations or nonprofits to remember their loved ones. Sharing grief on social media, like Instagram, helps connect with others. This shows how important community is in healing. Journaling can help you understand your thoughts and feelings. It lets you reflect on big questions about meaning and identity. Getting professional help can also improve how you cope with grief. David Kessler's idea that finding meaning is the sixth stage of grief is important. This journey can take months or years. It's about finding personal significance and purpose, not just understanding the loss. Reflecting on what you've learned and how your values have changed can be very enlightening. Understanding the concept of meaning. Dealing with loss is a journey that touches the heart deeply. It makes us think about the personal growth we can find in our struggles. David Kessler says finding meaning is a personal journey. It's about understanding your loss in a way that feels true to you. People grieving often go through stages like denial, anger, and acceptance. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross first described these. David Kessler added a sixth stage, finding meaning. This stage helps you find direction and healing. Everyone's grief is different, like our DNA. Each person's loss shapes their view of life. Social media can make things harder by mixing personal updates with reminders of loss. This can make you feel anxious and uncomfortable. Studies show finding meaning is crucial after a loss. Not understanding why someone is gone can make grief worse. By actively seeking meaning, you can lessen the pain of grief. You might try new rituals, join groups, or learn more about grief. These steps can help you grow stronger and understand your loss better. Finding meaning in life after loss. Finding meaning after a loss can seem daunting. Everyone's journey is unique, leading to personal meaning in unexpected ways. David Kessler's work on grief highlights the importance of exploring personal meaning to cope. Understanding that meaning evolves can ease the burden. It helps you see that your search is ongoing. Personal and relative nature of meaning. Grief affects people differently. Personal meaning is not universal. You might find comfort in honoring your loved one's legacy or starting new traditions in their memory. Asking yourself what your loved one would want for you now can guide you. Turning these thoughts into actions can help ease your grief and guide you toward healing. Time is a factor in finding meaning. Time is crucial in finding meaning after a loss. It's natural for understanding to grow as you process your emotions. Research indicates that finding meaning can help avoid prolonged grief. Use this time to reflect and connect with others who have experienced similar losses. A supportive network can help you understand your feelings better and navigate your grief constructively. Stage of grief description: finding meaning strategies. Denial, refusal to accept the reality of the loss. Reflect on personal stories related to your loved one. Anger, frustration, and emotional turmoil following the loss. Engage in physical activities or creative outlets. Bargaining, negotiating for a different outcome. Consider what actions can honor the departed's life. Depression, deep sadness experienced during grief. Participate in support groups for shared experiences. Acceptance, coming to terms with the reality of loss. Create new family traditions that celebrate your loved one. Finding meaning, recognizing the significance of the loss. Engage in volunteer work or community support. The importance of grief counseling. Grief can feel overwhelming, affecting both your mind and body. Seeking grief counseling can offer the support you need. A therapist helps you process your emotions, aiding in your healing journey. How grief counseling can help you heal. Grief counseling gives you tools to understand your feelings and deal with loss. Many people struggle with strong emotions and find it hard to function after a loss. David Kessler says finding meaning after a loss can take months or years. Therapy helps you grasp your emotions, even if you don't understand why your loved one is gone. These sessions offer various ways to express yourself, like journaling and deep breathing. Journaling to articulate feelings, utilizing deep breathing techniques for managing anxiety, engaging in mindfulness practices to center oneself, implementing positive reframing to shift perspectives. Grief counseling starts soon after the funeral, helping you adjust and begin healing. The Hogan Grief Reaction Checklist helps you understand your feelings and move towards hope. Exploring different techniques, like using language and symbols, helps you accept your reality. People go through different stages of grief, like denial and acceptance. Counseling helps you connect with others, reducing loneliness. It also helps you find new purpose and meaning in life. Grief counseling benefits. Examples of techniques: boosts self-awareness, journaling improves communication skills, mindfulness helps with emotional processing, deep breathing exercises aids in building resilience, positive reframing connecting with bereavement support groups. Finding a sense of community during your healing process can greatly help. Bereavement support groups offer a safe place to share and feel understood. You can connect with others who have gone through similar things, helping you feel less alone. Finding community during your healing process. Turning to bereavement support groups can be a big step in dealing with grief. These groups let you share your feelings and experiences in a safe setting. Organizations like Heal Grief and the AMF app help connect people who are grieving. Groups like Grief Share help you explore grief through discussions and videos. Each week, you watch a film that covers different grief topics. This way, you can share your feelings and learn from others, finding healing in the group setting. It's important to have easy access to community resources. Many groups, like Grief Share, meet at different places around the world. They are often affordable, making it easier for people to join and connect with others. There are also online resources for those in need. Online forums, podcasts like Grief Out Loud, and virtual therapy options help you connect beyond your area. These platforms offer many ways to find support and build a community, which is key to dealing with grief. Finally, finding and joining bereavement support groups is crucial for healing. Sharing your story in a caring community can give you the understanding and acceptance you need to get through this tough time. Coping strategies for managing grief. Grief can feel overwhelming. It's important to find ways to express emotions in a healthy way. Looking for effective outlets for grief can help you process your feelings and start healing. Healthy ways to express your emotions. It's crucial to find ways to express your emotions. Activities like artistic pursuits, like painting or drawing music, whether through listening or playing an instrument, creative writing, from poetry to storytelling, can be powerful coping strategies. These outlets help you express feelings that might be hard to say out loud. Doing these activities can also help you feel less alone, as many people feel isolated during times of loss. The role of journaling in coping with loss. Journaling is a great tool for coping with loss. Writing down your thoughts and feelings can help you understand your emotions better. It gives you a space to reflect and can reveal insights about your emotional journey. Studies show that journaling can reduce emotional pain. Here are some tips for journaling. Write regularly to explore your thoughts. Be honest and open in your writing. Reflect on happy memories alongside the sorrow. Journaling can make grief more manageable and help you heal. It can also help you feel less isolated and sad, which many people experience after a loss. Resilience building after a loss. Building resilience after a loss is key to healing and growth. It means you can adapt and recover from tough times. This skill helps you turn your grief into a chance for personal growth and renewal. Understanding resilience in grief. Resilience is more than just bouncing back. It's about growing through your experiences. This growth comes from facing your feelings, accepting your pain, and healing at your own pace. Studies show that being thankful boosts well-being, helping you see the good even in hard times. Strategies for cultivating resilience. Here are some ways to build resilience after loss. Focus on gratitude. Write down things you're thankful for, no matter how small. This can lift your spirits and change your view. Embrace change. Life won't be the same, but you can find ways to accept and even embrace your new story. This can lead to personal growth. Establish routines. Make daily rituals that honor your loved one. This can give you a sense of control. Engage in community. Seek support from groups or friends. Connecting with others can give you the strength to get through your grief. Participate in meaningful activities. Volunteering or helping others can be a powerful way to use your grief to make a difference. Building resilience lets you see your grief journey as a chance for change. Instead of letting loss define you, see it as a chance for deep personal growth. Strategy description benefits: focus on gratitude, keeping a gratitude journal for daily reflections. Enhances positivity and well-being. Embrace change, adjusting to new life circumstances after loss. Encourages personal growth and adaptation. Establish routines, creating daily rituals in remembrance. Provides stability and a sense of control. Engage in community, connecting with support groups or friends. Fosters a sense of belonging and understanding. Participate in meaningful activities, volunteering or aiding others. Helps channel grief into constructive actions. Exploring post-traumatic growth. Dealing with grief is tough, but it can also open doors to growth. As you go through loss, your view of life might change. You could find a new purpose and grow as a person. Studies show that 58-83% of those who face trauma find positive changes, like feeling stronger and appreciating life more. Grief is a natural part of loss, but growth is the hope that comes after. This growth can show up in many ways, like better relationships and a clearer path in life. By facing your grief, you can grow and become more resilient. But remember, growth after trauma takes work and openness to feelings. Those who seek help and stay strong are more likely to change for the better. This journey can make you stronger and more grateful for every moment. FAQ: what is the process of finding meaning in life after loss? Finding meaning after loss is a personal journey. It involves facing your feelings and accepting them. This acceptance is a step towards healing and growth. How can grief counseling aid in navigating my grief? Grief counseling offers tools to understand your grief. It helps you acknowledge and navigate your emotions. This process can lead to finding meaning in your experiences. Why is it important to connect with bereavement support groups? Support groups let you share your story with others who understand. They offer comfort, encouragement, and a sense of belonging. This support is crucial during your healing journey. What coping strategies can I use to manage my grief? Healthy coping strategies include creative activities like art, music, or writing. Journaling is especially helpful for processing emotions. It allows you to express your grief in a constructive way. How does resilience play a role in the grieving process? Resilience is about bouncing back after trauma. Building resilience involves focusing on gratitude and change. Seeing your grief as a chance for growth and renewal is key. Can grief lead to personal transformation? Yes, grief can lead to personal growth. People often gain new perspectives and a new sense of purpose. Embracing your grief and engaging in meaningful activities can help in this transformation. How does the concept of meaning influence grief? Meaning after loss is personal and unique. Understanding that finding meaning isn't about fully understanding death can guide you. It helps you reflect and find your own path after loss.